Chapter 37. 1890 and proceeded easily and gently, until on the 26th of April tidewater was reached at the mouth of the river on the Gulf of California. Galloway repeats Stanton's exploit. On January 12, 1897, Ed Galloway, a Mormon trapper, who for years had operated on the canyons of the Green River, determined to emulate Powell and Stanton. He made two light boats of rude lumber, covered them fore and aft with canvas, got a companion, William Richmond, and on the day named left a point near the state line of Wyoming and Utah. On the 3rd of February they emerged from the canyon. As they reached the open country below the Grand Wash, they came upon the officers who had found the bodies of two men, killed by Mouse, a Paiute Indian. The officers requested the use of Galloway's boats to convey the bodies to the Needles. This was acceded to, and on the 17th of February Needles was reached, the boats sold, and the Mormons returned to their homes, making photographs of Soap Creek Rapids. Later in the same year, I made the trip by wagon from Winslow, Arizona, over the Painted Desert to Lee's Ferry, and there, to my great delight, met Galloway. He built a boat, and took me up Glen Canyon for a long distance, and down Marble Canyon to Soap Creek Rapids, where poor Brown was lost. As I photographed the rapid, he offered to unadden his boat if I desired, saying that, with his light boat, there was no danger whatever. I declined, however, on the ground that no photograph ever made could justify the risking of a man's life. As recently as August, 1908, in coming to the canyon by rail, I met at Kingman, Arizona, a deputy sheriff by name of Ayers, who was one of my party taken by Galloway up the Glen Canyon. In the fall of 1909, Mr. Galloway accompanied an Eastern capitalist, Mr. Julius Stone, of Columbus, Ohio, in boats of their own manufacture, through the canyons, from Green River to Needles, California. They had a delightful, though an arduous 9 weeks' trip. Mr. Stone secured the finest set of photographs of the canyons as a whole that ever have been made. In another chapter, entitled The Story of a Boat, the interesting account of the successful trip of Russell, Monnet, and Loper is given. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.